This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Just when you think you got life figured out.
Smacks you in the face.
Smacks you in the face. You're like, why? Why didn't I just use a condom? Let's go over to Chrissy. Let's go to Chrissy from Hilton. She's asking the question, how do we prepare our children for all the bullying going on in this world? It is a cruel world.
It's a cold, cold world.
It's a cold, cold world. I don't know how somebody would help protect their kids from this unless they're homeschooled and you shelter them, but that's the recipe for disaster. 585-252-9800 if you have advice for a girl here. But she writes in over the weekend and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Love the show in the morning. I wanted to reach out and share my thoughts on air. And I'm not sure if you guys saw the big news story where a mother who stormed into a classroom and verbally abused and threatened her 14-year-old daughter's bully. Her behavior was shocking. But it is clear to me that the mother was at her wit's end and in fear of what might happen if the bullying continued. The daughter has been bullied for over a year, and the school provided no support whatsoever. I did see that news story. Did you see that?
Where was it?
I think it was out of Australia. I think this mom, she marched into the classroom and threatened to slice this girl's neck. I was like, oh, this is extreme.
It's crazy.
My children are so very young, but I can't stop thinking about this story. Our children are born so innocent and pure. How does it go to that point? How do we ingrain in them that bullying is, in any shape or form, is not acceptable? Right. And how do we best equip them with tools to deal with bullying if they're ever on the receiving end? My kids go to Hilton School District. I have already started to receive letters home from the school when it comes to bullying that's going on within the classroom and within the school. Does anyone have any advice? Thank you so much. That came in from Chrissy from Hilton.
Were you bullied as a kid?
There's one time I was in second grade. Yeah, this kid used to every day at lunch come up from behind me and just
smack you,
just give me full close fist in the back of my head.
He'd punch your head?
Yeah, he'd punch me in the back of the head. And he was so much bigger than me. To me, this kid was a giant. And then it started to get out of control. And you know me, I don't like confrontation even as a kid. So right. I'd sit there and I'd cry. But then we have to have an after school meeting. Parents were not involved in this. There was five kids around this little table, and it was our teacher and the principal. And everyone went around and had to apologize to everyone. I was like, I did nothing. I'm a victim here. I'm a victim.
Classic Moose.
I didn't lay my hands on anybody, but I never could understand why I was being picked on. You know what I mean? Especially by somebody so much bigger than me.
I similar vibes. I mean, like, I kind of was in a similar. This was more so like high school, though.
Okay, first of all, if I had to put money on anything, you were the one doing the bullying.
Okay, one could argue that there I had a pretty rightful. I earned my position to be bullied.
Okay, sure.
But nevertheless, they took it too far.
What happened?
This kid. Listen, there was a situation, and it was on the news, and I was just like, you know, a journalist at the ripe age of, you know, 17. And anyways, he didn't like that it was telecasted and that I shared it. So he started throwing grapes at me, and he would wait outside of my my government room and just have his fist against his mom.
Yeah, he would do that to you?
Waiting through the window, looking at me. And I'm like, I couldn't drive to school for 2 weeks because he was threatening to key my car.
A guy doing this to a girl. Right, makes sense. Let me guess. He grew up to be a security guard outside of a bus. Oh yeah, he's giving those vibes. I knew it.
Me and Filters are like, should we squash the beef? He's like, I'll throw you out of my bar.
Oh my god,
like, your
Filters.
Bar. Oh god,
Filters. Let's go over to Paul. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Simple answer: jiu-jitsu. It is a great tool for building self-confidence, self-esteem. My daughter was bullied. I enrolled her in jiu-jitsu, and they taught her self-confidence, self-control, and conflict management. It's actually great advice, Paul. I took a self-defense class, too, as a kid. I did one class, and then I quit.
I took self-defense, too.
Oh, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to you right now. Let's go over to Tommy. Maybe going against the grain here, but from my own experience, teach them, teach them self-defense. That helps them with thick skin. In some cases, telling the teacher will make the bullying even worse. But punch the bully in the mouth? Maybe we'll earn the suspension, but it will stop the bullying. Okay. Oh, sorry. So Tommy's like, you got to punch him in the mouth.
Yeah. This person says, teach your kids how to fight. Tell them to punch anyone who talks crap.
You got to learn how to stand up for yourself.
I like don't believe in fighting. I don't believe in violence. I never have. I never will. I think it's extremely barbaric and weird. And if people are like fighting, I think you're like, I don't know. I think you're trashy. There, I said it. I've always felt that way. And if anyone ever tried to fight me, I would run away. Like, I'm like, ew.
I know.
Gross.
You come off hard, but you're not. That's the opposite of that. Hi, good morning.
My words.
Is this Amanda?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Amanda. Good
morning, guys. So, unfortunately, what's sad is that, you know, when I was younger and kids were bad or, you know, did something wrong, they'd be sent to the principal. And kids used to be so petrified to go to the principal's office. And nowadays, especially because my son's in sixth grade and he's also had some issues this year that, you know, I feel like the school really couldn't do much about because kids these days just aren't fearful. They don't respect authority like they used to.
Not at all.
You know, going to the principal used to be the worst thing in the world. Like, you were so scared to go to the principal.
Now it's downtime.
Now there's like candy there.
It's downtime.
Yeah, they're like, get on the class. Awesome. Like,
right.
So, I mean, I feel like that's also part of where the problem stems because schools are, I mean, I hate to say it, but like out of control. I mean, they can't control these kids these days.
No, not anymore. So, you know, you make a good point, too. My mother alone has spent 30 years in this degree school district, and I always thought our senior year in high school in 02 was like, we were bad. We were disrespectful. We're talking, what, 20 years, you know, like a couple of years ago? Things have really gotten out of control. You know what I mean?
Fights, like, break out in the hallways.
My best friend and neighbor, she's the teacher, and they actually just had to go through training. Like, if kids are fighting, even if they're hitting the teacher, they can't even touch them.
They can't fight back.
They can't even touch them to break up the fight. They literally have to just walk in between them and get hit. Like, I mean, it's just crazy that teachers can't even protect themselves because then they're in trouble.
Well, there are a couple teachers. There were a couple teachers that got their nose broken.
So I hope this mother's able, you know, doesn't have to deal with that like I've had to do with my son this year who, you know, he was in the bathroom and a kid just punched him and wouldn't let him leave the bathroom when he was trying to leave. And it's like, why are there kids in the bathroom? Shouldn't they be in class? Like, why isn't there a bathroom monitor, a hall monitor? Like, it's crazy what this world's coming to, guys.
It's insane. My aunt's a teacher and a student attacked her and she literally had a black eye. Like, she couldn't do anything.
It's like,
it.
You can't fight back. You can't even protect yourselves. What are some of the conversations before I let you go, Amanda, of, like, the conversations you've had with your son about bullying and stuff he's gone through with in school?
You know, I've always told him, obviously, you know, we've always grown up with that mentality, if someone hits you, hit back. Obviously, I don't want him to, you know, hurt other people, but I also don't want him to be bullied and feel like, you know, there's nothing that he can do to protect himself, especially when the school can't really do much. I mean, he's been to the principal multiple times for the same kid, and I mean, nothing ever changes. The parents don't do anything. So, unfortunately, I mean, I really don't know what the outcome or solution is going to be.
Yeah, self-defense, like a lot of these text messages. Amanda, thanks for the call. We appreciate you calling in. Lindsay says, I agree with the one listener, self-defense, put them in classes. It will teach your kids discipline and self-respect. My son attends Level Up Martial Arts on East Ridge Road. I would 100% recommend. And then I'll get to one more here that says, I think the best thing we can do as parents is to always speak kindly of others. Our kids pick up on everything we say and do. And all too often I hear adults talking about other parents, judging the weird neighbors, making jokes about someone they drove by wearing something weird, annoying coworkers. But as adults, the majority of us can dictate which of these comments are out of typical character and said strictly in humor. But our kids don't, they don't know the difference yet. And I think that's where it ultimately stems from. That came in from Jennifer. Appreciate the text.
Gotta implement the let them theory. Gotta do it.
But I agree with so many of these listeners. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to encourage fighting, but no. self-defense, kids today, you got to learn how to stick up for yourself.
I don't ever subscribe to that, because this is why. I just feel like you sit there and you're like, well, if someone hits you, you got to hit him back. I don't think so, because, and I'm not saying like let someone walk all over you by any means, like get someone else involved for sure. But I think that people are so incredibly nuts these days that like, well, I hit you back and then what, you pull a gun out on me? Like, I don't know, not to take it there, but I think about that stuff.
No, I really, and I understand. Well, I understand.
It's like,
that.
Oh, I brought a knife to a gunfight. Like, I don't know. It's just, I'd rather not. I'd rather just walk away. I'm so good.
Yeah, it's really tough today too. It's when you take these self-defense classes, I think the one great thing about it is learning how to control your emotions.
Right, right.
You know, we're going to take a quick break, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Vibrant color, oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in
Masterpiece. Yes, an award. What did he say?
Award-winning.
Yes, another.
Can you guys hear me with this new thing? I hate this thing. It's,
I don't know why you have that on there.
It's so bad.
All right, so.
You guys can hear me now?
That's much better. Thank you, Breezy, for joining us.
Thank you.
I picked
been
a movie.
On the show all morning.
I picked a movie here. We're going to act out an iconic scene from the film, and then Breezy's going to go home tonight, watch the film, and then bring
it's
gonna
it It's going to be great. It's going to be so good.
She'll bring it in tomorrow. Breezy's big movie review.
He goes, guys, for February, we're doing all rom-coms. This is literally the saddest movie I've ever seen, but okay.
What did we do last week? What was the movie last week?
I don't know, James and the Giant Peach?
Oh, no, you cried over it. The Star is Born.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we did A Star is Born. Okay, so Breezy, this is a tough scene, I'm not going to lie. You are just fed up with my crap, all right?
And it's just a Tuesday.
It's a breakup scene, okay? But they so desperately love each other, but it's been so hard to get through to my character, and you are emotionally breaking down here, okay? So, do you have any questions, or are we all confident here you're going to be the method actress we know you know how to be?
Correct.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Let's set the tone here. Get right into it. And lights, camera, action.
I don't know how we got here. Our relationship. I've gone above and beyond for you.
I know you have. And I appreciate
that. No, stop. Let me finish. I've cooked. I've picked up your crap off the floor. I've laid your clothes out like you were a 4-year-old. I support you. I supported your work. If we ever had dinner or anything, I'm the one who makes the plans. I take care of everything. I just feel like you don't appreciate any of it. You don't appreciate me. Oh, all I want is for you to show me that you care. Right.
Why did you... Why didn't you just say that to me?
I try.
Well, yeah, but never like that. I mean, you might have said some things where you meant to imply that, but I'm not, you know, I'm not a mind reader.
It doesn't matter. You are who you are. Just leave me alone, okay?
I feel like you're being manipulative. You know I love you, babe.
Just leave me alone. I can't keep doing this. Please leave right now. Shut my door.
Listen, I think one of the things.
No.
Babe.
Please just leave my room.
I love you. You have nice hair. You're pretty.
Oh, God. Just leave. Shut the door. I can't take it anymore. I'll shut it.
I say cut. You don't say cut.
Cut.
Okay. You were not the director in this. All right. What's the name of that movie? 585-252-9800 to win a number 2 Bic mechanical pencil. We got a couple of couple of people really weighing in here this morning. No, it's not When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Great guess.
This person said, is it the Titanic since you guys have been talking about that so much? No, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. It stars Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. It's a movie called The Breakup. Yes, you got it right.
Moose goes, nothing but loving rom-coms. I'm like, the end of their marriage? Love
this
it.
This is a rom-com. What genre do you think
romantic
this is?
Romantic comedy?
Yeah. That's what The Breakup is.
Right.
An incredible film.
Sounds fun.
So relatable. I couldn't think of a better film during the week of Valentine's Day. Can you?
No, I really just don't think that this is it. But you do you. I'm excited because I'm excited to cry, I guess. Why couldn't we have done The Notebook? I'm so confused.
We did The Notebook last year. We just got a text from a girl that said, Breezy literally blew this out of the water.
I know I did.
She knocked it out of the park. Yeah, she did. She's an incredible actress. Really well done, Breezy, for not even being trained.
No, I'm trained all right.
Do you remember the other week when we were doing The Green Mile? And your character was strapped into an electric chair.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, you still ran out of the room.
Yeah. Well, I have really just epic strength to
all right.
Just get out of an electric chair.
Breezy's going to go home tonight, watch The Breakup starring Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Aniston. You know, with Valentine's Day this Friday, we felt it was an appropriate film.
Correct.
When I say we, I meant I.
Right.
But you'll bring it in tomorrow. You'll give us the review. And scored a -4.
Can't wait.
Like you always do. Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It's almost that time. How many of you are so ready to exchange gifts with your loved ones this Friday on Valentine's Day?
So excited.
That's a very exciting time. Love is in the air. Not all of you are going to be shot by Cupid Zero.
No, I know. But for those of you who are... What did you get your significant other for Valentine's Day? Is it a big deal? Or are you the kind of couple that's like, meh, we don't really care?
Honestly, if you forget, something is better than nothing. Stop at CVS. Stop at Walgreens. Stop at Rite Aid. Get those flowers.
Don't.
Get them a bouquet.
Don't do it.
Because they will appreciate it. And then bring them some vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. So over the weekend... My girlfriend and I exchanged Valentine's Day gifts because we're going to be traveling on Valentine's Day. It's this Friday. We have a lot going on and we're going to be down in Florida and we didn't want to bring all the gifts and blah, 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 blah. Okay.
All the gifts. I mean, how much did you guys get?
It's not like a ton, but like I got her a record, so I'm not like hauling a record to Florida. You know what I mean? So
yeah, yeah.
We did it this past weekend, this past Saturday, and it was fun. We did like a nice dinner, did the gift exchange, and we literally ended up getting each other the essentially exact same thing.
You guys got each other the same gift.
Yeah.
What was it?
I want you to take a guess at what that gift might be.
Is it clothing?
It's clothing.
Oh, it is clothing.
It is.
You both got each other a muumuu.
Well, no.
Okay.
She got me a muumuu.
She got you a muumuu. Mm-hmm.
And I got her a t-shirt. But we both got each other these articles of clothing with our faces on it.
Oh, my God.
Look at the video I just sent you. No fully. No fully. It's insane.
Oh, you really did? Wow.
No, we really did.
So you're wearing a shirt with her face on it.
Yep.
And you got her a shirt that says Breezy with your face all over it.
Yeah.
And she actually enjoyed this gift.
She actually asked for said gift.
Oh, God. What a nightmare.
Nightmare? No. This was great. This was...
Girls do this all the time. Like, if they're best friends or you have a sister-in-law, whoever, you always tend, I've heard numerous stories about this, where you accidentally get each other the same gift.
Yeah.
You're on the same wavelength.
We are on the same
wavelength. You just know each other that well.
Or we're both narcissists. Whatever. We're both obsessed with ourselves.
I did this, actually, last Christmas. I got my buddy a bottle of bourbon. He got me the same exact bottle. I was like, well, this is boring. This is really boring.
Is it boring, though, or is it sick? Because you're like, oh, well, this is what I got you, thinking like, oh, I'll really like this if somebody gets this for me type of thing.
No, no? I much rather have preferred something different.
What would you...
That was more expensive.
So you're saying that you're a bad gift giver, is basically what you're saying.
I think we all know that I am pretty good when it comes to giving gifts, especially on somebody's birthday. I'm great at that.
Then why wouldn't you want to receive a gift that you're giving?
Because on that particular gift, it was a cheap bottle of bourbon. And I was like, all right, well, I mean, you know, it just went and it showed me that you half-assed it.
So did you.
It's not the point, Breezy.
Just saying, don't give gifts that you wouldn't want. What's the old saying? Don't treat others the way you would want to be treated. Give gifts the gifts that you would want to receive.
I just was in my good feels because I actually went out of the way to get them something, and I didn't have to.
It's like when, like, my parents want to cancel giving our, like, the nieces and nephews cards because, like, at Christmas time with $50 in it, because we're all just passing around the same $50.
That's what it is.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, I threw a little bit of a fit this year during Christmas for the White Elephant gift exchange because... The gift exchange, I don't think it was White Elephant. What's the other one that we usually do?
Secret Santa?
Yeah, Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Everybody was in charge of getting someone a $50 gift card. I was like, well, I don't understand the point of that because we're just passing around $50 in gift cards. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, it's true. It's like, why doesn't everyone just go buy something that they want for themselves and then we'll all wrap it up and then open it and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I got this for myself.
As far as Valentine's Day, though, I think most people, especially women, will appreciate something that's homemade.
Yeah.
And maybe I could be
or
completely
custom.
Wrong. Or custom. I could be completely wrong about this. But like when you come home and you went out of your way to make, I don't know, a homemade card.
Yeah.
Or you like, hey, I made this dresser for you. It's not the nicest. I'm not great with woodworking, but I think it's something you might enjoy.
A little tea on the shirt that I got my girlfriend. So she's been asking for this shirt, and it's like a vintage, like a 80s, like concert tee type of looking thing. Like there's lightning bolts, and it's a whole thing. You've seen it on Instagram. You've seen the ads.
Yeah.
And I...
The three wolves howling at the moon.
Literally. I saw the ad, and I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. And I like looked at it, and the ad... It had a person holding up a shirt and it said Comfort Colors on it. Like that was the brand of t-shirt. And I was like, oh my God, that's her favorite brand of t-shirt. Like this is amazing. I order it. It comes in from China just before they put the ban on. Thank God. and it's literally plastic Under Armour material. I'm like, this is not comfort colors. This is not a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's literally like plastic. So she opens it. She's like, it's cute, but I'll have to order another one because it's not a t-shirt. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, your girlfriend is extremely high maintenance. I didn't want to be the one to say it, but she is. You're a slob, so she deals with that. And then she's very type A and high maintenance, so you have to deal with that.
I know.
It's all about having a healthy balance.
It really is true.
That's what it comes down to.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, pretty good gift ideas, obviously, because we both got each other the same thing. And the sleeves on my muumuu go down to my wrist. They're literally, like, supposed to be short sleeves. They go down to my wrist.
So, in the year you guys have been together, what is the best gift you've so far have given her? Because I know you guys are keeping track.
I mean, we've only had the opportunity to give each other, like, a birthday gift, Christmas gift, and Valentine's Day. I would say Christmas. I went all out. We're going to see the Savannah Bananas this weekend. That was no.
What is the Savannah Bananas?
It's like the Harlem Globetrotters, but for baseball.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going this weekend in Florida. Very excited.
Okay, so that's this Florida.
She's obsessed.
See, now that's a good gift.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I did years back was my girlfriend at the time ordered a new kitchen table and four chairs that came with it. And before she got home from work, I had put it all together for her.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And she walked in, she's like, that's so sweet, but
I'm returning
it. I'm returning it.
Oh, that's so tough. It took I had to take it all apart.
Oh my God, it was all afternoon, Breezy. I had to take it all apart, put it back in a box where it did not fit back into the box. Because it never does once you take it out.
No, it never does.
What a nightmare. So, yeah. It was,
that was the last time you did anything nice for a significant other. Like,
that was actually my gift to her. And she returned it.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Three, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.